Weiter in Shasrim of a comment of Nunches, picking up on Nunzan of a bees by the bottom of the page. 10 lines up from the bottom. The last two words, Nufla Legina. Zuk the Heilige Mishnah we had seen over there that let's say you have the animal falls into a garden and it gets Hana, then it pays that which you got Hana from, meaning it falls onto a whole patch and that saves it from getting injured. You pay for that injury, for the Hana. Amar Rav. Rav says, Binechbita. We're talking about a case where the animal falls and it like falls onto these vegetables or produce. So practically more the mashmos of this aval achla, but then you want to tell me according to Rav that if it ate from it, then afilo mashenen is hinda mashalabis doesn't pay that which it ate from. I mean, what's going on over there? Why wouldn't it go ahead and get Rashi's bitamia? As Gemara lema Rav tame. Rav goes going to his logic, his own reasoning. Dama Rav, hayallah shalotochal. Hey, it shouldn't have actually eaten. What is that talking about? That's referencing a Gemara earlier on, that if, let's say, somebody brought his fruits into somebody else's chatzer without any rishus, and an animal gets harmed over there, he has to pay. And Rav says, that's only where the animal got injured by it. But if it ate it, then it got sick, it's not going to be chayav, because he can say back, hey, you shouldn't have eaten it. So here also, you could say back, huh? You know, it's a double-edged sword. If on the one hand you want to say that you don't have to pay if your produce ruins my animal eats it because it shouldn't have eaten it, then when it eats it, then hey, I could just say it shouldn't have eaten it. What do you want from me? It's not my fault that this ended up happening. Amri says the Gemara, no. How could you compare them? Amri Dama Rav, how someone the Rav say that? Hayo lo shalotechal, hecha de itzika hu he, where the animal gets injured by eating the fruits. The Matzi Amri le Mari the Peirik, the owner of the fruits can say that lo mishalamna hayo lo shalotechal. I'm not going to pay that your animal got harmed. It shouldn't have eaten. But la zuke hi acharini, in reference to the animal going damaging something else by going to eat it, the ptira l'shalume mi amar, he's going to say to me, pater? Of course not, he wouldn't say such a thing. So, then what are we talking about over here? Beep, turn the page. Lomi boy comer, the whole thing is a lomi boy. I don't even need to say. Lomi boy, I don't have to say in a case where he actually ate it. Deshamalamas mashanen, I say has to pay that which got enough from that which it ate from. Says Rashi on that you have to go and pay top right. Is that lomi boi achal dimishalem esmiya mashaneni? Is that what you got enough from? Afagav the low pasha b'shmirasa the hanenis. Even if there was no pshi over there, because it actually got enough from it. Aval nechbita, but if it got injured by it, Rashi da filuba he has zeka anusa yave. Even though it was just an anus in this type of situation, ema mavriach ani minichse chaverohu. I could have said that the owner of this field that happened is just like a person who's Mavriya Chari, chasing away a lion. Rashi says, Ema Hai Bala Sada Mavriya Chari. It's just like chasing away a lion. Minichse Chavero. If you have a lion coming to eat someone's produce or ruin his produce, and he goes, get out of here. Right? Who Shehitzil as Behemoth Chavero? Shalom Nechbata Bekarko Mitzvah Huda Avid. Therefore, you shouldn't have to pay anything. Sorry about that little buzzaroo on the train. Now, that this is just chasing it away. Therefore, we shouldn't have to pay anything. And therefore, the owner of the animal doesn't have to pay anything for him even getting enough from it. Because when the animal falls from a high distance and it lands on this produce, which actually saves it, it's like saving the animal, like chasing away the ari. Kamash balan, nice try. In such a case, the person would still have to go ahead. And the owner of the animal would have to pay. This is Gemara, who says, why shouldn't we say these taka putter from it? Because it's like chasing away the lion. Yes. And for the Gemara, when you chase away the lion from the stuff, he's doing it with his das. In other words, he knows he's going and doing it. High love me daito. Over here, the person who owns this gina, this garden, he's doing it in a way that he doesn't even know about it. Inam, another answer is, Mavriya chari minichse chaveru les lepseida. When you go and chase away the lion from his stuff, I'm not losing anything out when I say, get out of here, lion. But hi, is lepseida over here when you fill in my fruits? There's lepseida over here, you ruin my fruits. Okay, now, says the Gemara, hechi nafal, how exactly did this cow fall from a higher level into this person's rishos and ruin it? Rav Kahana Amar, machlokas, Rav Kahana versus Rav, Rav Kahana shehuchla kopi miragla, that is that it slipped on its own miragla, its own urine. Rashi says, mirshus haram legina, the onsa, the lo saka daitu, this is called ones, because it wouldn't have come up on my das that there'd be such a thing. So therefore, I don't have to pay for the extra stuff that is damaged. Only the amount that I would pay in order to protect the fruit, protect the animal when it falls. Then you got to think this through again. What's going on over here is that you have that the animal falls from a high distance and it lands on this whole patch of fruits and it ruins them. how many of those fruits did it actually need to save it? That's how much you're going to have to go and pay for, but not extra, not more than that. So, that's what he's, that's the din. Rava Amar, shedachfisa chaverta, that its friend came and pushed it's, and pushed it over. Came and knocked it over. Man damer shedachfodu chaverta, the one says, this is the animal goes and pushes it over. Kol shekin shuchla b'meiragla, because it's more makel to say that. Because it's more likely that you notice like an animal trying to push another one, but not that you know it's going to go and slip on its own urine, right? The umad da'amar shochlo b'meragla, the one who says that, then avadachvu chaverta, if the one animal pushes another one, then pasha, then it's called pshia umeshalom es mashazika. He's going to have to pay that which he damaged over there. Da'amar le, but that's called like it's pshia. Why is that? Why would that be? Da'amar le, because he could say ibay, the owner of the garden could say ibay lach. You should have let the animals go one by one on that higher plane. The fact that you let them go more than one, it pushed it over, that's called pshia. The urine, okay, we'll let you off the hook for that. Only pay for the amount that actually damaged. But the other one, you got to pay only for the amount that actually was necessary that you would have paid in order to save it. But the amount that you damage, you don't have to pay. And the other one, you'd have to pay for how much you damaged. Amrav Kahana, lo shanu ela baosa aruga. When we talk about over here that... I was taking this back over here, that when an animal goes and it eats some of the stuff in the garden over there, then the owner is going to be chayav for only the hana that it got, not the damage. That was how much did you pay, how much would you have fed your animal for, and let's say you pay $10 to feed the animal, and eat $50 worth, you only have to pay the $10. So now, if it was in that patch of land where it fell, that it started eating. If it starts going from one patch to another patch to another patch, there needs to be more. That which he actually damaged. Rav Yochanan Amar, he disagrees. Even from one patch to another patch, even if he's all day, he's just walking around eating all the patches, you still only pay the amount of another you had paid that you'd have to pay in order to feed him, but not the amount that he actually damaged. So obviously the amount of damage is going to be much more, $1,000 worth, and you only would have paid $10 for what you would have fed him. That's what you have to go and you have to pay. Unless it went out, right? That's pretty makel. Unless the animal leaves and then comes back and the owner knows about the fact that he came back. Don't say that this kula is until it leaves the gina with the owner knowing about it and it comes back with him knowing. Once it leaves with him knowing, even if it goes back in without me knowing. So my animal fell in there, starts eating all over the place. If it goes out, and I see that it goes out, I know that it goes out, even if I don't know it goes back in, I'm still going to be chai. Rosh Hashanah to Chazal Shalol Adas. The Hashta Lo Sagi La B'Shmir Prusa, the Amr Lake, like we're going to see right now, it's no longer good enough to have just a small amount of Shmira. Afa B'Shachal Shalol Adas, my time, why is that so? The owner can say, Kevin to Yolfa, once this animal learned about all these food, it's all over the place, Kol Amos, the Mishmita Lahasam Rata, whenever it escapes, it's going to run right back to that area, and therefore you have to guard it a lot more, and therefore you're going to be chayav, even if you didn't have the das of it going back in, because you should have known. Now, we saw the next part is that the Mishnah says that what happens if it goes in, it just walks right in. Yarda Kedarka Vizika Mashlamas Mashazika, if it just walks right in and starts damaging, then it has to pay that which it actually damaged. Right? This is full on Hezek, because again, you should have stopped it from doing such a thing. Let's say the animal goes in down and it is, you know, like it walks right in there, and then it gives birth over there, and the meleda, the shastiness, mcnastiness, it comes out as the birth starts going all over the stuff and it ruins stuff from the garden. What's the din? Mahu. According to the one who says, like we saw the other day, that when something starts with pshia and ends with onus, you're going to be chayiv. In this case, that's what happened, because Rashi says, "Belav leida ha'yilul shomer shlo tikanas etochel." You shouldn't let it go in there. Sofa bonus lo have yodea shetele. You know it's going to give birth. Lo tibayel. That's not even a question. You're going to be chayiv for everything, all the damage you caused. Ki tibayel. What is the question then? That is it. It went in, but because I shouldn't have let it go in. But it ended up the sofa beonus. I'm going to be pater because I didn't know it was going to give birth. My, what's it then? Me, I'm going to do. We say kibbe the tchilas of pshia v'sofa beonus. Pater, you're off the hook. Odelma hacha kula pshia. The whole thing is pshia. The kibbe the kachazi the kravel lemelid. Since he saw that it was close to giving birth, and knew it was towards the end. Ibayi leilatura. It should have guarded over it. Should have watched it a lot more carefully. Beep, turned the page. And Rashi says, "Li shamer li zarba." Been very careful with it. What's the din? And for the Gemara, teku. Good question. We don't know. Now, we went in the Mishnah. We said that when it goes ahead and it damages, you have to pay the amount that actually damaged. Rashi, the Mishnah actually said, "Ketsav shalemes mashay zika." How does it do it? Shaman beisa bosasad the kama isi yafa. You see how much was the beisa worth? The kama yafa, and this is before it got damaged. And kama yafa, how much is it after the fact that it got damaged? And you pay the difference. So let's take a look at the Gemara. Minani mi. Where do we know this from? Amar Rav Masna. Damar Kol Pasuk says, "Ubir b'stei acher." And it consumes in the field of another. Malayma, that teaches us Sheshamin Algav Sada Algab Sada Acher, that we evaluate the Nezek in reference to the Sada of another, the field of another one. So what we do is the fact that he uses a Lashon Birbistay Acher, that we take another one and we evaluate. In fact, the Gemara Hayu Birbistay Acher. What you're talking about, we need it for something else. We need to tell you that you're not going to be chayev for Shane and Regel for something that's done in Mishus Harabim. So it's used. It's going to Imkein Lichta Rechmano Ubir Bistei Chaveiro Inami Stei Acher My Bistei Acher Sheshamin Algav Sade Acher. In fact, the Gemara Ve'ema Kule Lahachi Hudasa. What do we say? The entire thing is coming to teach that Nezek is worked out in another, according to another field. Lafuke Rishus Harabim Minalan. How do we know the idea that you're going to be putter from Rishus Harabim? Im Kain says the Gemara, if that would be the case, then Lichtav Rechman Agabe Tashlumin. You should have written all of this by Tashlumin, by paying. Meitav Sado, Meitav Karmel Yishalim, Bistei Acher. Lamedli the Kasvei Rechman Agabe Ubir. Why does it put it by the areas of, and it gets consumed? Shema Minatayati, we learn out both things over here. That, we learn out that, when you're trying to figure out how much you have to pay, then you evaluate it according to another field that's, you know, that wasn't damaged yet. And also we learn out that there's no chiyuv when it comes to Shane and Regal when something is done in Rishus HaRabim. Okie dokie. Now, Heichi Shaiminon. So how exactly do we do this base saw evaluation? We're going to see three different shittas of how we do this. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, saw b'shishim sa'in. What we do is we evaluate a base saw relative to 60 base saw. That's how you evaluate it. Rav Yani Amar, tarka b'shishim tarkabim. No, we do a base tarkov, which is half of a base saw, in reference to 60 base tarkov. Because if we do a saw b'shishim saw, it's going to end up being a lot less, therefore the nizak is going to be messed over. Vyani says, no, it's tarkov b'shishim tarkabim. If it's saw b'shishim saw, so then that's why Vyani's arguing. He says he's going to get messed over, so therefore it's a little bit less. Chizka says, no, but then the mazik is going to get messed over, therefore it's kelach b'shishim klochim. We come out to say that it's a stock relative to 60 stocks. So it ends up being, you've got to find that balance there. Meisvei, achle kav kobayim. Let's say if an animal goes and eats a kav or two kav of produce. Ein omrim tishalim demeim. We don't say that it has to pay the value of what that particular thing was. El aroin osakilu hi aruga ketana. We look at it like it's a small aruga, a small patch. And then we evaluate it. My love b'fnei atzma doesn't mean by itself. And for the Gemara, lo b'shishim, and it becomes 1 to 60. So again, we're trying to figure out, think about it, like if you damage, if you look at the value of something by itself or versus an entire house, so say even a house, and a small part of that house, a house costs $300,000, and you have a small little thing breaks in it, so relative to the house, it's a tiny amount. That's not really, we don't really evaluate that. But if we look at it by itself, so then suddenly it becomes a value a lot more. So we find a middle ground of how we work this out. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Shaman Kav Mipnei Shemashbicho. We don't evaluate a Kav because it's going to the low base core Mipnei Shepogmo. Because you do that, that's going to be Pogame him. It's going to make him lose out more. My camera, what does that mean? First, going to try, I'm going to knock it off. Amra Papa, Papa says, Hachigar means me to say, Ein Shaman Kav Shishim Kav. We don't evaluate a Kav relative to 60 kav. because then the mazik is going to end up gaining. Then the nizak is going to end up gaining. So we got to find that balance again. Maskav Rav Huna Bar Menoch, high velo base kor, velo kor mi boile. Then it shouldn't have said base kor, it should have said kor itself. Rashi says kedigatani ain shaman kav velo katani base kav. It doesn't say such a lush in here. So no, that's not true. Elam Rav Huna Bar Menoch, Meshed Rav Achabir Rav Yika, hachi katani zumi to say. This is what it's telling us. Ain shaman kav bifnei atzmo. You don't evaluate a kav on its own. Bifnei shemashbiach nizak, because then it's going to. Again, sorry about these noise here. Ain shaman kav bifnei atzmo bifnei shemashbiach nizak. Ve'lo kav bebeis kor. And we don't evaluate a kav in reference to a base kor. Bifnei shemashbiach nizak. Elabishishim. We do everything according to shishim, according to 60. Okay, Ahu Gavra, story time. Ahu Gavra, the cuts Kashba Mechavre. This guy who cut down, Rashi says, this is a dekel. He cut down one of his dekel trees. Asal came to Rish Galusa, came in front of the Rish Galusa. And they said to him, Amalei, he says, hey, the Didi Chazili, I saw this. Utlasa, Talasa, Bikine, Havakame. There were three palm trees that were standing there. Avushavi Meazuze. And the value of all of them was 100 zuz. Zil Havli Tulasim Vitulasim Vitilsa. So go give him 33 1/3 Zuz. Amar, he says back. So, well, he doesn't say back. He says to himself, Kabiris Golusa, the dying Dina, the Parasma Lamali. Why do I have to deal with him who's dealing with the Dinam of the Parasoyim? Rashi is saying, it's not Din Torah. Also, he came to Rav Nachman. He came in front of Rav Nachman. Amali says to him, Bishishim, you do it according to Shishim. Armali Rava says to him, hold on, Im Amr Beniski Mamono. We said this whole idea of how you evaluate based on a ratio of 1 to 60 when it comes to idea of damage of property. Yomer Beniski Gufo? That's the animal goes and damages something, so go and we deal with this whole thing of the 60th. But he's saying an individual person goes and does it, and it's gonna be the same din. Rashi Shamazik Ba'atzmo Biyadayim Shekatzes the tech of the guy who didn't cut down the tree. That's how you evaluate it. Armali Abayla Rava. He says back to him, Beniski Gufo Maidaitach. What's the reason you would think that we don't do it according to Shishim? Is the reason you think we don't do it according to Shishim because we have a Braisa, which seems to say like that, and they don't talk about the Shishim method? But we also have a Braisa when it comes to Mammon that uses the Shishim method either. And since we by that area we mean Shishim also, so here we mean Shishim as well. Let's read it outside. It's going to take us to the next half. Titania, what's your reason for thinking this? Hamafkir karma shechavir with some other. Someone destroys his friend's vineyard. When it's in the state of smadar, when it's just opening up and just starting the fruits, it didn't yet get to its called sarkon. Roen also kama yisi yafa called the melchein. We evaluated how much the vineyard was worth before you damaged it. Vakami yafa lachem we can. How much afterwards? Vilu b'shishim al katani. It doesn't say b'shishim there also. Atu. So the fact that we see that it says over there that it doesn't deal with the idea of shishim when it comes to a man damaging with his hands, therefore. We don't do the shisham thing, but says the Gemara. But it's in the Tanya. But Atu Gabi Behemta Nami Milo Tanya Kiyai Gavna. Do we also have a thing by Behemah where it also doesn't mention the idea of the shisham shekel? The time was in a brisa. Cut minatia. If your animal goes and it's cut them, it breaks a small tree that belongs obviously to somebody else. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gozri Gezerus Yerushalayim Omerim. Rabbi Yossi says that those who make Gezerus Yerushalayim, they says Rashi, Konsi Kenosos, Admon V'Chanan Ben Avshalom, a Perek Baset Ksuvos. They say as follows: Netia Bashnasa Shtei Kesef. If it's a tree in its first year, you pay 2 kesef, 2 maos silver. Bashtei Shadam Arba Kesef. Then it's 4. Achla Chaziz. If it's a new type of grain, then Rabbi Yosef Gili Omer Nidon B'Meshuyar Shebo. We judge it by what it remains there. We see how much it was worth before it got damaged, and how much it was worth after the fact. Beep, turn the page. Nun, Tassim, and Aleph. Achla Smadar, let's say the animal ate Smadar, which are grapes that just started growing, and Rashi's Anovim, the Dakin, B'tchilosan, L'achar, Sheparchum, Yad, right away. And we show them what do you do. Rowan son kilu hein anovim omdus lipatzer. We look at them like they're grapes already to be picked. Cham omrim. Rowan kam oisi yafe v'kam yafe. How much it was and how much it is now. But what do we see over here? Our Meitzvot Chacham say that we don't do it by themselves, but part of the land. And although we see over here that Rishim ben Yehuda omrim, Rishim ben Rishimen, Bamed v'am Rimurim, what are we talking about? That we do it with the land. Bezman sha'achla lul v'gefanim v'yichurei te'inim. That's the only time the animal ate the shoots of the grapevines or the shoots of the fig trees. Avalochla pagam obosa, but if they had the stuff which is not yet ripe, the figs that aren't ripe or grapes that aren't ripe, then roenosan kiilo enofim omdos libatzer. We look at them like they were grapes that were ready to be picked. Katani mias. At the end of the day, what do we see in these cases? V'chamom roenosan kama hoisi yafak v'kama hiyafak. How much it was worth, how much it is worth. V'katogon b'shishim. Doesn't say shishim. Oh, elamayis t'chamim. What are you going to say now? B'shishim. Obviously, we know that that's done by shishim, even though it doesn't say it. Hachinami here to us, or the person who does it with his own hands, with the yadayim, also b'shishim, we're going to do it b'shishim, even though it doesn't say it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.